This morning's reading continues from the prophecy of the New Covenant. On the seventh day of the vigil, the two eagles again alighted on the cross to await the light of dawn. And all those gathered together on the upper heights marveled at the unaccustomed practice of the great birds that ceased from their soaring to greet the sun. And the man remembered how the king condors of the Peruvian Andes had many times accompanied him during his wanderings, often greeting him with outstretched wings to signal their observance and recognition of the light manifest around his person when the child was with him. On this day, the man perceived the sun to be wreathed in green leaves and blooms as a heavenly sign of God's peace that would overpower all darkness and conquer the universe, restoring it to light. As he looked into the oscillating sun arrayed in spirals of light, his spirit was touched by the word and impressed by the light. And he did record in the book the means which the Second Advent Church was to use in assisting God to redeem the races of the earth. On the eighth day of the vigil, the sun shimmered bland and golden, and again it was wreathed. And the man wrote down those impressions come from the word to be included in the liturgy of the church in establishing peace on earth. At sunrise on the ninth day of the vigil, the voice of the word manifest out of the image spoke to the man's spirit, impressing him with the means to be used by the preordained of the church in order to perpetuate and preserve the sacred teachings of light and to prevent their profanation from within by those who would innovate on sacred things. The tenth day of the vigil dawned under an overcast sky of streaming clouds carried by a strong wind. Facing east toward the light of God's spiritual sun, the congregation lifted up their liturgical prayers, and the divine word inspired the man. And he did record in the book of life a gospel of light as a codicil to the sacred teachings of light previously entrusted to him. And the voice spoke to the spirit of the man's soul, saying, 68 days hence, it being the day of the resurrection of Jesus, who preached repentance, God will reveal unto you on the tops of the seven metal mountains of the sanctuary the revelation to the seven churches. For 40 days and nights you shall hear the word of the Most High. After 7 weeks, on the 50th day, it being the day when the word of God spoke to the disciples of Jesus, God's word will speak to you on the temple mount of the sanctuary. The seals will be opened, the old church will be closed, and the new opened. And we will now have the blessings.